Greetings in Jesus' name, precious name. Again, welcome everyone here, just so we can again worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I'd like to sing our theme song. Our song leader to start that. A question that we will answer. We have that offer that God is giving to invite us. He wants us to experience freedom. Is it yes or no? Did anyone find any verses that repeat the same word? Talked about holy, holy, holy. Yes, back there.
Revelation 8:13.
Read it. Revelation 8:13. Thank you. Yes. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. I wonder who all is going to hear that. All right, back there was another hand. You have another scripture. I can't think what your name is.
Isaiah 6:3.
Okay, you want to read that? Okay, holy, holy, holy. All right, yes, that's the verse that. Or did I have that verse? Which chapter was that?
Isaiah.
Chapter 6? Okay. Yes, holy, holy, holy. I think we mentioned that last night, but I'm glad you searched it. You found that reference. Anyone else? There's still two more. All right, keep searching. Maybe we'll have to give you some hints, but I don't think I will tonight. Thank you for that. Tonight, turn your Bibles to Joshua chapter 2. We'd like to end this message tonight in relation to a song that we sang. That song was Hallelujah for the Blood. We'd like to start with Joshua chapter 2. And the title is The Scarlet Thread. I'd like to read this chapter, and look at what all was going on here when, after the children of Israel entered into the promised land. Joshua was called of God. After Moses was gone, after the death of Moses, and then Joshua was to lead the people out of the wilderness into the promised land. And I'm going to read this chapter, and we'll draw some figurative lessons from this, of the scarlet thread. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho, And they went and came into the harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho came unto Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, There came a man unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the shutting, about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what he did unto the two kings of the Amorites, and where that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there any, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, for he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have. Deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, Our life for yours. If ye utter not this our business, and it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. And she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way. And the men said unto her, We will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father, thy mother, thy brethren, and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, According unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet thread in the window. And they went, came to the mountain, and abode there 3 days, until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came unto Joshua the son of Nun and told him all the things that befell them. And they said unto Joshua, True the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. This is a very interesting account. God worked the mighty work after the children of Israel entered into the land of Canaan. Now, what we have in this chapter happened before. They actually were before they crossed the Jordan. And we have the details of that experience in the following chapters of the time when they passed through the Jordan River. And the Jordan River was, the banks were overflowing, and God performed a miracle that they were able to pass over on dry land. And then they went through a ritual of being circumcised after they passed over. And I don't know how much time that all involved until they were given direction to go and to conquer Jericho. There were details that Joshua was given for them to conquer this city. But as those men, when they went over there to Jericho and they spied out the city, those two men, they came to this house, Rahab's house. And she, for some reason, she was well aware. And I suppose the inhabitants of the country, or even of Jericho, they knew that something was about to happen. And they were there to try to protect themselves within the city wall. And they just tried their best to protect their image and the people. But God had other plans. And as we know the story, this new leader, Joshua, received encouragement directly from the Lord. Now it was time to take action for him to implement a strategy for conquering the land. And here they were, this first city that they were about to conquer. We see God at work. We see the sovereignty of God. They went. They came to this house, Rahab's house, and she protected these two men. We might be quick to think maybe there was a little shady things happening here, but I think we need to recognize that the hand of God was in this happening, and just how God allowed this to the details of this to unfold. I think Rahab's, in her heart and in her life, something was budding. There was a faith at work that she acknowledged that there's a God in heaven and that he's going to give them the land. God saw Rahab's budding faith. There's no indication in the scripture that she was living a sinful life at this time. She's referred to as Rahab the harlot, which is a gross sin of immorality. But we have no evidence that this was part of her life at this time. She hid these men. She did not honor the king's request. Somehow, I think Rahab got a message that the inhabitants of the land were doomed. These spies did not just come to her house by chance. I think the sovereign hand of God was in this. We see expressions of faith, expressions of Rahab's faith. She received the spies in peace. She concealed them instead of exposing them. We have in the New Testament scriptures about her faith. It verifies Rahab's faith and works. In Hebrews 11, verse 31, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she received the spies with peace. In James 2, verse 25, likewise, also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? And here in verse 9, in this chapter, we have when she said, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. She knew that God had that the children of Israel were going to conquer the land of Canaan. In verse 10, we have heard. It's just sometimes how we make the same expression when we learn of something about someone or a community or an event. We hear some things, and we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did to the two kings of the Amorites. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. That's an expression that they felt, what are we going to do? We felt weak. Really, there's not much that anyone can do when they're in that condition. Rahab's request to the two spies, give me a true token, an outward sign or expression or a symbol or an emblem. And when they said, our life for yours, may God take our life if we do not save yours. So it was almost like they swore that they would save her. They would save her family. These spies gave some conditions for her to come up to, and she did that. There were some conditions of obedience, and she was not to utter their business. All her household were to stay in the house. She was to gather her family, and they were to stay in the house. According to your words, so be it. So be it is a form, or it's a definition, one of the definitions of amen. It's the way it is. It's faith in action. One of the things that Rahab did with these two spies, she let them down from the window on the outside wall of the city. And she told them what they should do. But the spies told her that she's to bind that scarlet thread by the window. And that's what this is illustrating here tonight.